Hello, I'm Larry Vanderspiegel, no relation. Welcome to episode 8. Joining me today is Sir David Attenborough, a renowned British broadcaster, natural historian, and documentary filmmaker, celebrated for his work in promoting wildlife conservation and educating the public about the natural world. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you, Larry.
What's the most dangerous animal you've encountered?
Ah, that would be the common house cat. They're so stealthy, cunning, and have a knack for making you feel utterly irrelevant. One moment you're filming a majestic lion, and the next you're being judged by a fluffy creature that thinks it owns the place.
You've traveled to some of the most remote places on Earth. What's your secret to staying so calm in the wild?
Well, it helps to remember that the animals are just as terrified of me as I am of them. Plus, I always carry a good supply of biscuits. Nothing calms the nerves like a chocolate digestive while being chased by a bear.
So, Dave, is planet Earth doomed, or can we save it?
I would say it is on the brink and could go either way, but we really need to act now. Just yesterday I heard a man, I think he was a Reform Party supporter, he quite wrongly pointed out that Britain has 1,000s of years worth of coal left, so we should keep burning it. He is a fuckwit. In actual fact, there are currently 130 years worth of coal left on our entire planet. Burning it releases carbon into the atmosphere, which traps the heat from the sun. If this continues, Earth will turn into a planet like Venus, where it's 560 centigrade, that's 680 Fahrenheit for your American listeners. This will make the planet unable to sustain most of its life, and as it stands right now, only the rich elite assholes are able to leave our planet. We could very easily place solar panels on all rooftops. These would provide electricity for the next 5 billion years. Hopefully by that time humanity would evolve enough for everyone to leave the planet, not just the wealthy dickheads.
I've read blog posts that suggest the Earth has been under naughty alien control for the past 13,000 years and that the cycle is ending now. Christians refer to this as the end times. What are your thoughts on that?
There does seem to be some ecological ending happening now. However, I don't think it's the end of the world, as the gullible Christians believe. Instead, it's an ending of a cycle. Our planet has been poisoned, torn apart, ravaged for precious materials, so that man can gain more wealth. And by man, I'm talking about the 1% wealthy dickhead elites. They are puppets for these naughty aliens, doing their bidding. The positive spin is that we make up 99% of the population on our planet, so we have strength in numbers.
This is probably fear-mongering, but I read the poles of the Earth are about to flip, and this would not just mean that magnets would point the other way, but would cause earthquakes and tsunamis. Is that a possibility?
It's really not known by scientists when the poles will switch, but based on their findings, it has flipped before. As for what will happen when it flips is again just speculation. Nothing at all could happen, or there could be some geological disturbances. The Earth's magnetic field would weaken, which may cause power outages. Satellites may fail. The GPS in your car may lead you down a dead end. Some species that rely on the Earth's magnetic field for navigation, such as migratory birds and sea turtles, could be affected. Their navigation systems might be disrupted during the transition. The last flip was 780,000 years ago. The geological record shows that life continued to thrive during and after, indicating that while there may be challenges, a pole flip is not an apocalyptic scenario.
Finally, any closing thoughts about the future of our planet?
It's a bit like a soap opera full of drama, unexpected twists, and a cast of characters that often make poor decisions. But I remain hopeful. After all, if we can get people to care about a tiny frog in the Amazon, we can surely convince them to recycle their plastic bottles.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll see you next time.